Hi, everybody. Well, we're in December right now. This is December 2nd, 2015. And this is our Wednesday night program. So here we go. Let's hear the energy for this date. And if you're listening to an archive, you may actually feel, you know, because you're going to be in the future, you know, from where we are right now as we're talking. So maybe you listen to this archive in 6 months. Well, you're going to actually feel the energy from this day leave you. Remember, things attached to you. And that's energetic cordings and stuff. So you are on a timeline, you know, from this date. So here we go. Let's clear the energy away. There may be many timelines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's clear away emotional situations. And this looks pretty fractured to me. What's been happening, I'll just talk about what's going on. I'll say maybe the last week, maybe since, the last week could be good. You know, we had the holiday where all the turkeys died. Got killed, I should say. They didn't die, they got killed. Anyway, guilt out there for you people who ate a turkey. But anyway, what we have going on here is the aliens now are abducting people. And I think they're putting out these timelines because they want to see how you are going to take the bait to find out what timeline they're going to put you on when the year changes. So when we have New Year's Eve and it turns into January 1st, they're trying to see who they can get. So right now they're like sampling the waters to see what timeline and maybe what ace, what race is going to have you. So, reminds me of that phrase, what was it, like, guess who's coming for dinner or something like that. But anyway, so let's clear your emotional stuff. So if you felt things weird, like this didn't seem, you know, like it was, you know, the right energy for you, you know, maybe you felt that you had a lot more physical space around you than you normally had. Maybe you felt like your car shrunk in size, or maybe it got larger, or the roads got wider, and then they got skinnier, and you're kind of wondering what's happening. Well, that's the aliens trying to entice you into another energy system so they could have you more than likely at January 1st. So here we go. Let's clear away one of your emotional problems. Maybe this could be one of them that I'm talking about. So here we go. One, releasing that from you. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And if you're listening to an archive and you're in next year, which would be 2016, you may want to do timeline crashes on January 1st, or maybe December, I think it's 31st at January 1st, and that may help you with your abduction process, because remember, you can start working backwards sometimes and get rid of that back history, but you want to do a whole bunch of those and just see how you feel. But for the people listening live, we're not there yet. You might be able to crash it in the future. Well, that may be there's nothing waiting for you. That might be an idea. So anyway, let's I guess bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. So a lot of people have extra monitors up. And remember, it's getting close to Christmas, so maybe Santa Claus could buy you a new computer. And or maybe, you know, a friend or neighbor says, you know, my computer is 2 years old and I need to get one every couple of years, and want to have mine, I use it a lot, and or something like that. I go, yeah, I could sure use that computer. So you may want to get that. So here we go. Let's that way you keep your clearings up all the time. Have a light beam up, bringing you peace. So here we go. Let's bring in the male energies for the light beams. And here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, well, I guess it's time to that our co-host have it. So, Michelle, it's all yours.
Oh, hello, Ron, and hi, everyone out in creation lightship territory. That would be all of Earth now. I just declared it so. Okay, so yeah, that was interesting, Ron. I think if we waited until January 1st, we could do those timeline crashes, but if we had the emotional event that we think we may have been put on, then we could just timeline crash that as soon as possible. I guess that would work, right?
Yes. It's hard to know what your future is going to be like, but a lot of times they copy and paste, you know, a similar event. So what I'm saying is, let's just say that you happen to, you know, every year you go to maybe a New Year's Eve party, or maybe, you know, you have a job, maybe at a restaurant or something, and they have this all the time, and, you know, you've been doing this for years, so you sort of know what to expect. And so maybe there's some negative things going on during the night. Maybe, you know, they're serving alcohol where you are, and, you know, it's people start maybe at 10 o'clock, and they're kind of wasted by midnight, and you know this is going to be the routine. But what are they going to be bringing into those people when they're wasted? So you may want to, you know, what shapeshifters are going to be coming into them. So you may want to do some clearing now to get off of that wasted timeline of abduction. So just kind of thinking of that to help you out in the future. And I remember we mentioned last year, instead of living the next day of January 1st, set your clock back one day and lived the 31st twice. And all of a sudden, on the second, all that commotion is kind of released from you that people are normally going through, because you're living the same day twice, and everybody else is now on the next day. And there's all kinds of timelines trying to form and everything else, and you have a much more gentler landing when you hit it on the second compared to the first. So if anybody out there remembers doing that last year, maybe you could write something in about that. That would be great. So, and I guess we could talk about the third is when we're having our special once a year call where we bring in the energies for the year. So, I think there's an email going out for that or something. But anyway, that'll be the third. So back to you.
Yes, I've seen it. It is the third, and that's going to be one of the conference calls. I think it's only $20, and Ron will go through every month in the upcoming year and just kind of sampling what the energies may be like. That's interesting. You know, Ron, yeah, every year people want a party. I can't even remember what I did for New Year's last year. I probably did not party, and which is good. It means I can't, probably the reason why I can't remember what happened. But it's a lot safer, too, because so many people are doing, you know, crazy things, staying up pretty late. So
it would be interesting. I know they have the different holidays for, you know, like New Year's. You know, I remember I mentioned that Jewish New Year was maybe a month ago, I'm guessing, and around that same time was, I think, the Chinese New Year. And so if you are of those two races, maybe there's another race celebrating also a New Year's on a different time, okay? So if you are that race that is maybe, you know, you have all that ancestry in you from people celebrating this from the past, it'd be interesting to see how you feel going into the New Year's that we have over here, if that affects you as much, because you may be affected more with your own culture's New Year's. So let's just say that you're Chinese, and I think they have the Chinese New Year, we'll just say a month ago, you know, approximately. And so all of a sudden, you know, you're only over here for like 5 years from China, and, you know, you never came to the United States. So your New Year's is actually, you know, say a month ago. And you come over here now, and everybody who is not Chinese will say is celebrating New Year's. And how does that affect you? So I'm kind of curious of that, how that plays out with you, because you're going into different timelines. and you may not even relate to New Year, so you're not going to be typically hooked up to the New Year's timeline that the United States has. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, and also all of those thousands of years' worth of your ancestors' entities could be in you, looking forward to probably one of the best celebrations that they've had and during their lifetime, which would be the same, the New Year. So all those beings are probably floating around in the people that are in existence today. So, yeah, I think there's a lot going on. I don't see a lot of that where I am now, but I know in places where there are larger populations of the two races that you just mentioned, yes, I do see signs of celebrations. So I'm sure that affects people. So I guess you could just timeline crash New Year's celebrations, or what exactly would you write in that would be specific enough to clear the timeline?
Well, it'd be the abduction timeline. Major, it's the abduction timeline for New Year's. So remember, that's related to you. Are you going to be abducted on that situation of, having something done to you when the clock changes, the one's next day after 12 o'clock. So you may be able to clear it beforehand and have, a better day at it. But I'm also thinking, going to a whole different arena here, today's the 2nd, and naturally coming up is December 7th, which is the Pearl Harbor bombing. So this kind of relates to some of the veterans right now. Only, I'm sure we may have some World War II veterans listening, but just go to the more current veterans. So they're or soldiers. So they're out, doing what they do, and the soldiers that got killed, the entities in those, that location in Hawaii, we'll say Pearl Harbor, and wherever else, the bombs are being dropped. Those entities could strictly look for a person in, the armed forces. So let's release that. So if you have been a soldier or you are one now, let's release the entities, because they may be looking for soldiers to come into. So there still could be some floating around here. Each year I try to clear them. So let's do that. So here we go. I'll probably be doing it on Monday also, which is the 7th. Here we go, clearing away these entities. So 1, 2, 3, and just see if your body kind of shivers or shakes or something, or feel a rush of energy leave you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Do we get any comments on that? Back to you.
Yeah, so I've always wondered, Don, there was a movie a couple years ago that came out. It was called The Others, and it was starring Nicole Kidman, and it was a very interesting movie, probably one of the best ghost movies ever made. And something was kind of touched upon in that movie, and that the people that were the ghosts, and they were the stars of the movie, thought that their reality still looked exactly like how it looked physically when they were living in that house. And yet the house had actually changed and there were new people there, and it was like they couldn't see that part of reality existed except for various times, for a very short period of time, or maybe get an inkling. When a being is an entity, is it like that? Are they, like, let's say there's an entity and it died during Pearl Harbor, it was a soldier, and is the world still looking to that entity like it did back then, or can they see how it actually is now?
Well, they are living in that reality, so yeah. Automatically, they would be in that reality. So whatever they had in their memory, watching the bombs come down, watching ships blow up, watching people get killed, all the smoke and debris and everything else. And all of a sudden, you know, their body dies. So all of a sudden, they have that memory, and that's their last main input. Remember, that's your last thought. So, and that's what you normally hang on to. Now, when you go into a body of somebody, and you look out of their eyes, because you do want to check their eyes out. That's why sometimes you notice people that don't look the same. They look a little different as you look at them. But something else is looking out of their eyes watching you. So they can take on a new reality. They may not know where it is, unless they're you know, looking out of your eyes quite a bit. But their reality would be basically back then, and they could wonder, you know, where am I, you know, looking for familiar, you know, sights and things that they would not see because they're not there, or you're not there for them to see that. So, but they do hang on to that past reality, and they may look for other people or entities and bodies that, you know, live when they live, even though, you know, it's, you know, put away, you know, in the distant past. What do we got? Basically, just rounding things off, we got about 65 plus 15. So, you know, that's 80 years, right? And so that's a long time ago. So, yep. Anyway, that's kind of how they are. But it's much like people. So let's just say that somebody mentions a person's name. We'll just say Sally Smith. And they're talking about the Sally Smith that you knew when you were in elementary school. You know, so all of a sudden you're going to go back to thinking of Sally Smith, we'll just say maybe being, I'll just say, 8-10 years of age. But they're referencing Sally Smith now, maybe at 70, okay? And but your reference when they talk about her, because you don't know what they know, because they've seen her at 70, you saw her at age 8 to 10 or something. So your reference is that. And that's where that person is in your memories, where the memory stopped. And all that data stopped coming in, just like somebody died, like an entity, but the same situation, same memory programs. Thank you.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I do know people that were young people, but they actually, you know, died years ago, and of course that's how I remember them, as their older self, or as old as they got. So, yeah, so what would you suggest if, Ron, if somebody had the entity clearing, would you suggest that they run it once a day?
Yeah, that's why you want to get the unlimited, yeah. Entities can and will come into people, depending on how many people you're around and how many thoughts you have about things. So it just depends how much emotions you emit out to attract them to you. So if you're highly emotional on what you're doing, you will draw entities according to those emotions or what you're doing. So it's the excitement that you have, either a negative or a positive experience, that will draw them to you. And then what comes to you will normally be ones that are dealing or know about, you know, whatever you're doing. So let's just say that you're maybe you have anxieties, you know, maybe you're playing football, for instance, right? And you have a game this weekend or something, and so now, you know, you're doing your bodybuilding and stuff and whatever's going on with you, and all of a sudden you have some anxieties that you're not good enough, or you're really happy because you're now, you know, can do more than what you could do in the last 2 months, and you're at your prime. Well, you're going to bring in entities that feel the same way you do. And so they'll be playing football with you in your body, and you can have 100 entities in you. And all of a sudden you go, the game's over, and, you know, you did a really good job, better than most games that you had, or the best game ever. And you go, wow, I wonder how I did all that stuff. And I could jump and run twice as fast, we'll say, and do all these things that I really couldn't do before. Well, it's because entities were in control of your body. Well, that's what happens there. And then hopefully they leave you. You tell them to leave, but people don't normally ask them to leave. They don't even know about them. Now you have all their addictions and stuff, you know, of 100 entities in you. Back to you.
Yes, and that can include so many things because obviously everybody has a story, so whatever that person lived through. And I know that you've also mentioned that if feeling pain and emanating that pain, thinking about that pain, how you wish it would go away, how much it hurts, the entities would also be attracted to that.
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, you know,
and then make it feel worse.
Yeah, if anybody has ever maybe somehow looked at, we'll just say an ambulance, you know, maybe you had a chance to look at an ambulance or be next to one, you're going to feel all that pain energy. And then you're going to, if you look at maybe a hearse or something, you're going to feel death energy. So, back to you.
Yes, I actually have felt that because I'm very sensitive, and it physically is like an ache. It's not pleasant. So I am very glad to report that I do have this particular healing of yours, and I really do like it. So, and I use it quite a bit. So it's great, and I think it's probably the kindest thing that you could do for that being and all of their currently living family members, is to set it back at peace, to let it go. Where does it go? Into the light or to the earth, or what happens?
Yeah, if you have entities and they get released, you know, through the light ship clearings there, by having that, like, whole lifetime clearing with the unlimited, that's what you want to get, so you can stay current, then the earth spirit will handle those energies. And they're probably neutralized and brought back into an energy system that the Earth Spirit has.
Yeah, because I know I was having a conversation with a friend a while ago, and she said, oh, but it's so almost pleasant to think that the person could visit you. And I tried to say, well, that's not the person's spirit. Their ghost or their entity is different, and it's not that it can react to you in current time. It's just living out or reliving kind of the emotions that it that had occurred with it during its living moment. So it's completely different. So okay, well, Ron, how about if we start some of the emails that we have here?
Sounds great.
Yeah, so someone's wondering when the December physical body rejuvenation intensives will start being posted, and I think that I've already received an email about it. So I think they're probably just wondering what weekend you're going to start with that for December.
Let me see. I don't have it in front of me either here, so let's see. I'm pretty sure that it will start on the 12th. And then we got 13, 20, and 27 would be the Sundays.
Okay, so. Great. So not this weekend, because I think this weekend is the 4th, 5th, 6th.
Yes.
Okay. And then another listener must have been looking on the website, and they are asking if the Century Physical Body Genetic Clearing and the Master Four in One Clearing are still available as options.
Yeah. I normally do those two clearings over the telephone for people. I haven't been doing it for quite a while because I've been too busy. So I'll see what happens. I'll probably start doing them next year. just been, in fact, this last year has been a lot of energy work, dealing with aliens and things like that. So I think they're kind of backing off somewhat, I hope. So anyway, back to what I will say, what I'm talking about entities, and we talked about an ambulance. Well, what do you normally have when you have an ambulance? You have maybe the fire department coming and or the police, basically. So it's just because ambulances typically are used for, you know, road accidents for people traveling, okay? Or you may have trucks that are driving, but mainly people traveling on the roads is where they get the accident. So let's look at that situation. So, and then the policeman also give out tickets. So the policeman has probably a lot of entities and a lot of psychic attacks. So, you know, very possibly they pulled somebody over, whether they were speeding or not speeding, but they got a ticket. Doesn't make any difference. They got a ticket. And now the person is angry at that policeman. So I would assume that the policeman's, since both policemen are males, and there are women ones, and we'll just talk about the males. It works with both sexes, though. But they're being attacked psychically, tremendously, for what they're doing. And that can also bring in entities from the people, because the entities may want to, may not like a policeman, okay? So you understand where I'm coming from? And so their job is really a high-risk job with the invisible energies. And that's probably why what I used to hear is, you know, there, a lot of them are turned into alcoholics. They, you know, they just can't deal with what they have done in the past. And that could be all the entities coming into them. Yeah.
I think we may have lost you. Are you still there, Ron?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear. I can hear you now. I lost it just for a second.
Okay. Yeah. So
they are high risk jobs in so many ways. And I'm sure, like, if they're dealing with people that you know, are having a lot of emotional upsets, they're being called to people's houses, and you have all the entities that are in that person as well. So,
and then they're dealing with death a lot, you know, a lot of death energies. So, it's probably...
So, a nice Christmas present for the local police officer would be the entity clearing.
Yeah, I would definitely do that, yeah. Definitely, yeah, and also addictions, because the entities will make them have addictions to escape the reality.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are dealing with that, and I'm sure it's just thousands of years of these entities around us. So the more people that can, if they do know about this, listeners or whatever, are able to get that clearing, the more people we can, you know, the more entities we can set back at peace. So that would be lovely. Okay, so somebody had mentioned that they had looked on your website recently, Ron, and they were looking at the archives and they didn't see a full listing of the radio shows, but I just looked recently, and I did see them, so hopefully what I will just say is that they should be on the right-hand side of the front page of the website, and there's two radio buttons, a little square. There's a purple and a blue. It says BBS Radio and then CTR Radio, and right under that it says Archives, and those will be the older ones. If you can't find it there, then, yes, please email us back. There might be something going on, or maybe the computer needs to be turned off and refreshed. Or if you're looking for a recent one, I think people can click on the BBS button and go under Library Archives at the bottom of that page, and those will be the recent archived radio shows.
Yeah, and I think BBS is updating stuff right now too. That's what I believe they said. So, but yeah, if you don't find it on our site, then you'd want to go onto the BBS site and get it from BBS. So that's an easy way to do that. So back to you.
Oh, great! They have our full list of archives as well. Then, okay. Yeah. All right, so some people have written in. Let's see here. It says that you have said in the past that source energy doesn't judge. And the listener's wondering, if it doesn't judge, then how does it judge which moment is the appropriate moment to do the ascension? Maybe that's why it hasn't happened yet.
Good question. That one I can't answer. No. Good question.
Well,
but don't have an answer.
Maybe. Yeah.
It chooses to do it. Remember, you have to realize that the ascension is over the complete universe of light. It's not just for this planet. Okay. So, what's out there that you know nothing about? You know, how many planets are there in the light or locations? Whatever word you want to use there. So they do it when they need to do it. Back to you.
Yeah, and I don't know if that would really be considered judging. Maybe it's just making a decision or something. I don't know. So I guess, you know, in the scheme of things, when you're talking around 2,000 years to be year 2015, it seems like it's forever for us because we're here living it. But I guess it's really not. It's really not that long when you're just looking at a 2,000-year span of when this type of thing has occurred in the past. It's been about every 2,000 years, so. So we all hope it'll be sometime soon, but
another way of looking at it, it should happen before 2100 because we're still in the year 2000. So there we go.
Okay. All right. So exactly, and I know, Ron, that's also why you say. So on your website, you have all these clearings that are offered to us, and the free ones are usually meant for people to run under their name, but that can clear not only themselves, but many other people around them in many cases, the earth, the energy, what's happening up in the sky, different alien energies, it could clear all that. But as long as we have to be here and we're still carrying around all these heavy densities and everything from our ancestors, energies that are literally in our physical bodies that we carry with us, that's why Ron offers all of the clearings that you would buy specifically for yourself as per your age, depending on how old you are. And because what those do is they specifically work on that person and their particular issues, and you may not have all of the issues that are offered as clearings, but you might have some, and if you feel that those are ones you have, then they would be beneficial for people to do. So with that being said, our next email brings up an interesting point that says, if I hold my one-year-old baby in my lap while I do my clearings, will the clearings work on the baby even if I only put my name in the clearing?
No, it's a different energy system. So you have to do your baby separately. Holding your baby is our right to do. But in fact, personally, I would not have the baby in your arms or holding the baby because you're connected to the baby and the baby may be like animals taking on your stuff as you physically touch and hold the baby. point. I never thought of it that way. You may not wish to hold the baby and just do the clearing maybe when the baby is sleeping or something. And, you know, if the baby's 1 year of age, that should take about a half a minute to do. It'll take you longer to get on the website to select everything, to get to the, you know, the page, and it takes, you know, probably 20 seconds to do the clearing. So that's your whole lifetime clearing. But the baby will not have anything cleared if you just put your own name in and you're holding the baby. It doesn't work that way. So back to you.
Yeah, and it's wonderful, actually, if you have young children, because you could buy them the emotional whole life clearing, which is the first one that you always suggest. And it would be basically $5 if the child is within 1 year of age. And then you could just do another $50 and have that baby updated constantly their whole life for the unlimited clearing. So you'd have a child that was probably very, very, very well adjusted to this world, which I wish my parents would have done this clearing on me when I was a baby, but I don't think it was available to them. But it would have been nice, especially children can be so emotional. You know, things can make them cry or make them very sad. It would be nice to be a baby or a teenager and be so at peace. So that would be a really great gift to get for your child.
Yeah, what can happen? I kind of hinted upon this. Let's say that you're, it sounds like it's probably a mother, so you're a working mother, right? And you go out and you go to work, and work, you know, has, you know, a stress load on you, and you come home, and you're tired and everything else, and maybe somebody yelled at you, and now you're upset because of the work conditions, and all of a sudden you pick your baby up. Well, what are you doing to your baby when that happens? Well, you're giving the baby everything. Remember, you're activating the baby's DNA by your thoughts, by your emotions. Everything is now going into the baby. And now the baby is starting to become more, earthly, using that word loosely, because before it was in spirit. And now you're bringing that negativity and the dramas and traumas of your life, because you resonate to the baby, because actually the baby, you know, genetics is, let's say, half yours and half the father's. And so you're actually, you know, I'm going to start sliming the baby of all your stuff when you pick it up. So that would be a good reason for you to clear yourself off, maybe on the way home, before you touch your baby. Or it could be even a child who's 5 years of age, same thing. You know, your energy is going to come in and, you know, go into everybody around you. It's like a dark side practitioner, you know, doing something. And, you know, that's why animals typically have physical problems, because the animal will tend to take on, somehow it takes it on, the illnesses and the problems and stuff with the owner. And then you wonder why, you know, the animal isn't doing very well, because it has your energy in it, because it's trying to help you to ward off these energies. So back to you.
Yeah, I've seen that firsthand with some animals, and it's kind of sad. So, it is possible for people to do an emotional clearing if they had an emotional day before they get home and touch their animals or their children, because if you have the clearing, you could just go on your smartphone, say, and most people have smartphones, or I shouldn't say most people, but many people have them. You could go into your email, and then there's a way to copy and paste by touching and holding, and then getting into the web browser on your phone, and then you could actually run that healing within the 20 minutes it takes you to get home, and by the time you get home, you're perfectly at peace and centered and feeling great. So, yeah, it's definitely doable, I think. Okay, so another listener, Ron, is asking about how many bodies. Is it true that each human has 108 different bodies and 12 aspects? to its spirit?
I won't say you have 12 aspects to your spirit, but you do have 108 bodies that is used, we'll say, to protect the physical body, along with some of those bodies used to manifest it. So the invisible bodies are your protection from being psychically attacked by people around you, which is mind energy. So you have these buffers to help keep the mind energy, you know, the alien transmissions of mind energy off of you, but those bodies get contaminated. And I'd say they're probably contaminated probably between the ages of 10 and 20. And that's why you want to get it cleaned out. So back to you.
Yeah, that does seem to be, people will just generally say, oh, the teenage years, but yes, very emotional, and people are expecting you to make a decision and have an idea about what you want to do for the rest of the 60 to 70 years of your life to come. In between those years, between 10 and 20, you're supposed to make a decision about that. So it can be very emotional. It can be a heavy time and very mental. So I can see where, yeah, that would be a good time to have a clearing, I guess, run these clearings, especially if you're in between those ages. So, Ron, just touching on some of the questions that you were talking with Elizabeth on Monday. One of the questions we have is, do the light beings ever appear to people? And I know it's a little late in the show, but we do have a show coming up on Friday. If anyone wants to write in if they've had any experiences like that, we'd love to hear about them. So if you have any little short email to write us, that would be clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'd love to hear if you have anything to say about that. And the question again is, do light beings ever appear to people, or has anyone ever seen them? I've never seen them.
Yeah, when you go to the light ship, when I take you up there on Saturdays, and or you're on the different calls that we have, you are there, and you may bring back the memories of one of them. So you will, and you do see them physically when you go to the light ship each time. Whether you can remember that or not here is a different story. But you do see them. As far as them coming to you be in the backseat of your car or whatever, or to walk alongside you, no, they never do that. So they don't come into darkness, and this planet has darkness on it. It's full of mind energy. And full of stuff that is here that you can't physically see walking on the planet. So the light beams are not going to come. They'll come into your monitor to radiate peace to you, but they will not come physically or be an apparition or anything like that in your room. So they're not going to ever do that. So back to you.
Interesting. So you think that if I've obviously been on the light ship on the calls, and I don't remember anything, but you think I probably have seen something.
Yes, you have. Uh-huh.
I know it feels very peaceful, so that's very nice.
But yeah, I do have people at times when we go into the water rooms where the dolphins are or the whales, you put your hand out in front of you and actually caress and feel the skin texture of those particular mammals. So that's very interesting. So you may not see them, but you will feel them. So back to you.
Yes, I have felt that, actually, and it's really very cool. No, that's awesome. Okay. One of our listeners is wondering what happens to those people who are unable to ascend when ascension occurs. Is that something that you wanted to get into now, Ron?
The long or the short form?
Well, you can give us a short answer.
Well, the short one is that at some point you'll probably be eaten. The long one is they'll be playing with you forever, probably in Dark Side Universes on timelines. And when you're on those timelines, then you're being controlled by them in darkness. So you might go, wow, I don't want to go into darkness. Well, you're there when you're on timelines. When you're living your life physically, you know, here on Earth every day, not through your whole life. If you ever had any daydreams, you're on timelines, losing your keys, losing your car, misplacing something, you're on timelines. So you've been in darkness more than you have been in light. I would say you've probably been in darkness maybe 99% of your life here. And the 1% when you weren't was probably when you're being creative and time stops for you. And then you're no longer on their timeline. So you know a lot about darkness. You're living in darkness here. And like this program right now is a light. So you're not going to feel that energy around you of the darkness. But as soon as you start thinking, then you're on alien timelines. So that's kind of the long form of it. So, and just think if you were someplace and you never had the opportunity to go back into light. That's the way most people will be on the planet here because they don't understand between the difference of light and darkness. So, you already know what it's about. And the only chance is to get out of here, which will be light. So, back to you.
Yeah, so I think it's definitely an opportunity that we want to grab onto now. And it really doesn't matter if you spend money on getting these clearings, doing whatever you need to do to get to that point. It kind of sounds like, you know, there's a large possibility that it could feel like you're constantly in your dreams, because those are parallel lives and timelines. And that's such a nonsensical state that you can't control anything and it just goes from thing to thing and it's just, it feels awful. So I definitely don't want to go there. okay. And someone is wondering, when is the organ clearing happening? I believe it's in January or February.
Yeah, it'll be in, January the 9th.
Okay. And do you know how much that one is run?
I believe it's $50. Same price as last year. And I believe that it, I think the time is, I think it's starting at 1 o'clock Pacific, I believe, and it should be around a 2.5-hour call. I think last year I went 2 hours, but we may go a little longer this time, and so to just make that time available if you want to get on that, because sometimes you go longer than expected, just because we do. And, you don't want to limit, that time slot, or plan something really close to that afterwards. So that's what I would do is, I'd probably think of it as a 3-hour call instead of 2.5 hours, and because you're going to want to have time anyway just to relax and kind of look at that. And, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to do about a 2.5-hour call on it. That's quite interesting. And a lot of people, the only reason why I'm doing it again, because people liked it. And I didn't have time at all. I wanted to do one in maybe June, July, but that never came about. So, and people wanted me to do it. I kept doing emails about when is it and stuff, and on the radio program. So we're doing it now on the 9th of January. So back to you.
Yeah, it was wonderful last year. And if somebody didn't do it last year, what it is about, it's you call in, Ron, like all the other conference calls. You, once you pay for it on the website, then you get an email with all of the phone numbers and the codes to put in so you can get on the conference call. And you just hang out in your house and relax. And Ron has the ability to know what we all need, and we'll work on that and heal each of our organs individually, giving us whatever we need. So Ron has the ability to clear out a lot of things that we may not even know we have. And like your organs, just like anything in your body, can hold densities and emotions and all sorts of things. And it's difficult to clear that out. So this is a very, very, very wonderful call. And thank you so much, Ron, for offering that. And I'm very much looking forward to it. So, okay. And, well, Ron, I don't know if do we have time for one more question?
I think we can go a little bit more, maybe 3 minutes or something. That'd be fine.
Okay. Somebody wrote in and asked, if ascension occurs every 2,000 years, when did the first ascension happen?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I know it happened when there was the death of Jesus. That's when they actually did it. So at that point, I don't know exactly, you know, when that date was. And it's, like we say, it's an approximate 2,000-year cycle. So remember, the aliens can play with time, too. They can stretch time out. Now, are you really sure that we're in the year 2015 right now, and the date that we're in, which is the 2nd of December? What if the aliens would have changed and dropped out a month, right? And the people didn't know the difference. Mm-hmm. They just said, we're not going to have, you know, the month of September right now. So we'll just change everything and turn time off and turn people back on, and now they're going to be in November. They never experienced September. What we'll do, we'll give them a backstory in their memories that they did experience September. So you really don't know exactly if the actual year now that we're living in, 2015, is really 2015. What if it's actually 1850? Or what if it's, you know, 2150? You don't know. All we know is what they tell us. And, you know, and that changes every second as you go through alien abductions every 10 minutes. So what's happening, you know? You're not sure that the calendar is actually correct. There's no way you can say it is, because you know about what the aliens do with time, and they're in control of that. But like I said, you know, maybe they completely edited out 100 years. And you're not going to know when that was, because you're being told that this is when it was. It's like, when were you born, okay? Can you really say when you were born? Okay. Well, no, it's on my birth certificate. But, you know, is that correct? Okay, and you go, well, it's supposed to be, but can you actually say you were born at that particular time and that particular day? Because you really honestly don't know. You're just going by somebody else's word. So it's the same thing. So the ascension question, you know, you're assuming, or everybody is assuming maybe, that, yeah, you know, back then it was zero and now it's past the year 2000, what's going on here, you know? Well, you don't know what the aliens did at the time. And like I mentioned before, they will do our mind a heart drop, you know? The calendar, you know, at least looking at it very simply, you know, you have A.D. and B.C. So you got before Christ and after death. Well, when did Jesus live, if he lived at all, you know, in that time sequence? Because in that system, it's at zero. He didn't live. It was before his time, and everything is after his time. So he lived in zero. So we'll do the mind to heart drop, everybody. So you want to command your spirit out loud. You take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart. And to do that process of dropping the thoughts down, we count from 10 to 1 backwards. Do it 3 times, and you're going to be at peace. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies and people behind the scenes. And BBS. So we'll see you later.